USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The first funerals take place today for the victims of Friday's deadly school shooting at Santa Fe High School in Texas. Teenage suspect Demetrius Pagorchis is accused of killing 8 students and 2 teachers. Sadie Rodriguez says her 16-year-old daughter, Shayna Fisher, was persistently harassed by the boy who'd been asking her out for weeks.
He was shy and sweet and quiet and just talented and...
Nicholas Pohl, the suspect's attorney, also speaks for the family.
My understanding is that is just a completely false rumor. Nobody seems to be able to identify an ex-girlfriend that he's had any time recently. As that goes, as far as a purported motivation for the crime, I would say no.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The volcanic eruptions on the Big Island are taking their toll on tourism. Hawaii County Managing Director Will Okapi says the island is facing reduced business and tax revenue.
Hotels are saying that they're canceling their reservations. Cruise ships on all the islands are canceling their reservations as well.
In reality, Okapi says the volcano is only affecting a small part of the Big Island, and most tourist activities are still available. 2 friends on a morning mountain bike ride 30 miles east of Seattle were attacked by a cougar, killing one of the men and leaving the second hospitalized in what authorities describe as a rare occurrence. The Seattle Times reports the cougar was later found up a tree near the dead man's body, where agents for the state's Fish and Wildlife Police shot and killed it hours after the Saturday attack. This man visits that area often.
Realize that, wow, there's things out here that are very powerful, and this is their space, and you just have to respect that.
The injured man was in satisfactory condition at a hospital at last report. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Despite pouring rain, it was an exciting year for the Preakness Stakes, USA's Wendy King explains.
It was foggy and muddy, and the finish was really close at the Preakness Stakes.
Into the final furlong, it is Justify, in front, Good Magic, on the outside, tenfold, Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable! He won the Preakness! Bravazo was second, tenfold was third, Good Magic was fourth, and a final time of 1:55.45, not even a fog could stop it!
Track announcer Larry Colmus on NBC Sports. Justify goes for the Triple Crown in 3 weeks at the Belmont Stakes in New York. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A freight train derailment in Alexandria, Virginia could wind up hindering the Monday morning commute. 31 cars went off the track. Local fire officials say heavy rains over the past week may have played a role in that accident. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says they're just beginning investigations.
The crew did tell us that, in their words, about 300 feet prior to the bridge, they felt what they described as a soft or spongy condition.
No one was injured in that derailment. 25 people have been hospitalized in the same area of Brooklyn after having negative reactions from what's believed to be synthetic marijuana known as K2. That, according to Lieutenant Paul Nigg with the New York Police Department, there have been no fatalities. Police say the hospitalizations began Saturday evening and continued over the course of several hours. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.